Ahead of us, some of the events and birthdays on October 19. Starting in 1895, the day that Banjo Paterson's The Man from Snowy River and other verses was first published.
There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away and joined the Wild Bush Horses. He was worth £1,000.
In 1987, Wall Street suffered its worst day since 1929 on Black Monday.
Stock markets worldwide crashed, beginning in Hong Kong, then spreading to Europe and finally hitting the United States.
And on October 19, 1988, Jimmy Barnes and his brother John Swan became Australian citizens. Birthdays, British actor Sir Michael Gambon celebrates his 80th. He starred in the series The Singing Detective and took over the role of Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies.
Well, I can tell you this. I have no intention of going to Azkaban.
Former Australian politician and the 29th Speaker of the House of Representatives, Bronwyn Bishop, is 78.
There was a lot of discussion about what other people had done and what other people had taken airplane rides to Spain or whatever.
Country music singer Jeannie C. Riley is 75, best known for this hit.
And it was signed by the Secretary, Harper Valley PTA.
Actor John Lithgow is also 75. He appeared in the movies Footloose, Cliffhanger and Harry and the Hendersons and starred in the TV sitcom Third Rock from the Sun.
There is no choice. My only choice is not to vote at all. Democracy is horrible, absolutely horrible.
And former heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield is 58. He was on the other side of that infamous ear-biting incident.
Holyfield is furious. Tyson clearly feels he needs to do something to rock Holyfield's composure.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the passing of TV favourite Tom Bosley, aged 83 in 2010. He was in the Father Dowling Mysteries and a regular on Murder, She Wrote, but he'll always be Mr. C from Happy Days.
You're the Fonz and I'm Cookie Cunningham and I'm 45 years old and I'm never going to do anything great.
Remembering Tom Bosley on October 19.